Portage Connect, the official City of Portage podcast. I'm your host, Mary Rupel, and today we are joined by Ray Wario, the Deputy Director of Streets and Parks at the City of Portage. Ray is here to talk a little bit about chip sealing and some road construction projects that are scheduled this summer. Thanks for joining us today, Ray.
Oh, Mary, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Summer is finally here, which means it's also time to fix those roads. The City of Portage does take pride in its streets and places a strong emphasis on improvements. Now, I'm learning that chip sealing is one method that you use in the process. What exactly is chip sealing, and how do you go about the process?
Well, Mary, I'm going to take you a step back, and that is we used to tackle our roads by getting the worst roads first. Granted, we still go after the worst roads, but what we're finding is we have to come up with a mix of fixes.
Okay.
And chip sealing is one of those mixes of fixes where we take a road that's really not bad. We have a pavement and surface evaluation rating from 1 to 10, 1 being terrible and 10 being totally new and awesome. Well, we're targeting those roads at the 6s, 7s, and 8s that may have a little bit of a hairline crack, that if we can seal those cracks and prevent the water from getting into the road structure and causing potholes and even further cracking and delamination, let's give it a try. So
right.
Chip sealing is that process where we're, like I said, we're taking a midsection road and we're going to seal it, prevent the water from going underneath that road structure. The process of that involves, our guys are currently out there right now on Bacon, crack sealing, because that's going to
okay.
be one of the roads that we're going to chip seal. So crack sealing is nothing more than taking a crack sealing material and filling in the cracks so that the water doesn't get into it. Once that's done, the Department of Public Works people will wind up going out and doing what we call an edge peel. And that is to kind of define the asphalt edge, because you get gravel and dirt and sand that likes to move into the edge, and we're going to, you know, kind of peel it back so we have strict asphalt that we can see, so that we can, you know, chip seal the whole road. And then once that's done, we're going to put the street sweeper on there and get all the fine material off of that.
Okay.
Then the contractor comes in. The contractor comes in, and the first thing he's going to do, he's going to make sure that the road is swept again. And then he's going to take a real fine aggregate, crushed aggregate, and lay it. I'm going to back up a step. He's going to put an emulsion surface down, which is nothing more than, you know, liquid asphalt.
Okay.
And he's going to lay that along the entire road, and then he's going to take that crushed aggregate and place that on the road in a nice thin layer. And then once that thin layer is done, then they come over with these massive rollers, and they roll that fine aggregate into the surface of the street, hoping that the aggregate gets deep into those cracks that we've crack sealed.
Okay.
And then again, just kind of really providing a solid top of that road surface. Then in a couple days, then what they're going to do, they're going to come and sweep all that loose aggregate out.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a couple days, come back and do what we call a fog seal.
Okay.
Which is put a nice thin emulsion layer over the top of that road, again, to provide another layer of protection so that the water doesn't get into the road surface. So that, in a nutshell, is crack sealing. Several steps, and we're going to start it coming up here probably in July.
Awesome. And we kind of touched a little bit on this, but what are some of the benefits of chip sealing, and why would you use this over another method then?
Okay, so one of the benefits is that the fact it's, you can get a lot of roads done for not a lot of money.
Okay.
So this program that we're going to do here in July, I've got close to 11 miles of road that we're going to do for roughly about an average of $2.70 a square foot. No, correction, square yard.
Okay.
As compared to with a mill and fill, where you have this machine that removes the asphalt and then comes back and puts another layer on top of it, and we're looking at over $10 a square yard.
Wow. That's...
So there's a huge cost difference there. So, you know, we have the ability to get a lot of roads sealed to prevent water from getting into it for a very good cost, and to extend the life of our roads to the maximum possibility that we can. So, more streets, less cost, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah, it's an awesome thing. Okay, so we all joke around that the traffic cone is the unofficial state flower of Michigan, and it looks like it's going to be in full bloom again this summer. What are some of the major road construction projects that will be happening in Portage this summer?
All right, there's three big ones that are coming up, and these all fall underneath the Transportation Utility Department, but if you take a look at Romance from Oakland to Angling, there's going to be a little bit of resurfacing out there, and they're going to do some curb radiuses there, and also I think they're going to widen a little bit in a couple places. Southwestnage, and we talked about that, you know, mix of fixes. Southwestnage from Mall to Trade Center Way is going to get what we call a micro-surfacing.
Okay.
Basically the same thing. It's a very good road, very small hairline cracks. They're going to take this emulsion with a very fine aggregate and go over the top of that street with the whole attempt, again, is providing a barrier for water to get inside that. They're also going to, currently, if you drive up into that construction zone right now, they're taking sidewalks and going from a 4-foot sidewalk to a 5-foot sidewalk. So, yeah, Orange Barrel is definitely on Southwestage.
Okay.
And then the last big one is Lover's Lane from Milam to Kilgore. That's going to have a water and sewer line extension, and then they're also going to repave that street also. So three big projects there in the major streets that are coming at us this summer.
Okay, great. And again, portagemi.gov would be the right place to go to find out more information on that. And I know that we in public information, some of the major road constructions too, also send out a news release to the media and put it on our website and sometimes social media as well. So, great. Now, do you have any additional comments about the chip sealing or the road construction projects or anything else that you want to tell residents about?
Yeah, Mary, as you mentioned, when the orange flowers come out, it's,
right.
It's very trying for all of us who are trying to get from point A to point B. And the city does a real good job at trying to relay the information through news releases and websites and all that other stuff, what's coming on. But for us as drivers, your patience is appreciated.
Okay.
And also when you're in that construction zone, you know, watch out for the guys. They're trying to make sure that your roads are taken care of and they're doing it the best they can. And if you're coming through their work zones at a high rate of speeds, not paying attention to them, the possibility of getting somebody hurt is huge.
Right.
And we don't want that to happen in the city. So,
no, not at all.
So patience and watch the workers.
Okay, great. And anything else?
No, good to go.
All right, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Ray, and thank you for all that you and your department do for the city and the residents. Now, for more information on these programs, remember to visit the City of Portage website at portagemi.gov. And if you happen to have a podcast idea, just shoot us an email at publicinformation@portagemi.gov.